Last time on Left Behind...
Are you Jesus? The Christ?
No, son of the earth. I am merely one of his princes.
I shall ascend?
No.
He has become the dragon!
Oh, God, forgive me. I want to give you all of myself for the rest of my days.
Kazani Tower, Super J6 is out of fuel and declaring a full emergency.
God, do your thing through T.
We're over the fence. I'm not sure how, but we're...
Hang on!
Based on the Indwelling, the seventh book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 81 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Are you all right? Talk to me. Say something. Okay. All right. Come on. Okay. All right. I'm good. Oh, he's got a pulse. Okay. Oh, it's not moving too fast. He must have been knocked. Oh, God. I can't go into shock.
Anybody in here? Can you hear us? Can you talk to us?
I need a couple of blankets. Oh, we're freezing.
How many are in there?
Two. He out. May have a broken neck or something.
Don't move him. We'll work our way in there as quickly as we can.
All right. His pulse is really fast. I smell something burning. Are we okay in here?
You're all right. The front of the plane broke off. There's blood here.
I see it.
Where?
His shoes.
I think
sir?
It's him.
Sir! There's a laceration on his face. What's his name?
Just call him Doctor.
Don't try to stand yet, sir. What hurts?
Oh, everything. Oh, my neck. My head. Oh, my side, right?
There's a lot of trauma. Probably a few broken ribs.
Oh, and I feel really dizzy.
Here, look into the light.
You two are pretty lucky to be alive.
Oh, here, help me up. I want to check on the other guy.
Sir, you need to let us do that.
I'm all right.
We need to get you stabilized first, sir. Watch where you place your hands. That metal's very sharp.
I'm okay.
Whoa, where are we headed here, sir?
The pilot. I have to see the pilot.
Hello?
Did I wake you?
Wouldn't matter if you did. What's up?
I've been tossing and turning, thought about writing it down, but then I figured why not tell you?
Tell me what?
Well, I've been thinking. You know, Annie, we shouldn't even talk about having children until the glorious appearing.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do hope you will still marry me.
Of course, silly. I can't wait. Pretty soon we're going to be out of here, hanging out with the stateside trib force, having couples Bible studies, going on picnics.
Yeah. Well, right now I can't think past tomorrow. Leon has me up at 5 to watch Guy and his statue.
You really hate him, don't you?
Well, yeah, but...
But what?
I keep thinking about Rayford and how he tormented Hattie's friend, Bo. The guy eventually committed suicide.
So what are you going to do? Witness to him?
Not overtly, but I could sure be a lot nicer to the guy.
You mean the gee guy?
Yeah. It seems remote that he'd believe, but... Well, look at me. I wasn't the best candidate either.
Well, if you can be even civil to him at 5 tomorrow morning, it will all be downhill from there.
Oh, yeah, and if he laughs in my face?
Then he laughs in your face. At least you'll know you did the right thing, David.
You know, you're a lot smarter than you well...
Yes.
Oh, Annie, you're really smart, and I'm really tired, so I'm just going to go to bed now.
Nice save. Sweet dreams, hon.
Sir, hang on. We can't let you go in there.
What's going to happen, huh? Am I going to get injured? Move.
Sir, it's pretty messy in there. And please, do not touch the body.
It's not a body. It's our pilot. He risked his life.
D. How we doing, pal? It's so cold. You need a blanket, huh? Here, take mine. You see? You were wrong. 2 out of 3 still kicking. That's better than 50-50, huh? You beat the odds, man. You beat... I did this to you, man. I shouldn't have gotten you involved. Sir, we need to remove the body and the wreckage.
You better off! Goodbye, T. See you at the Eastern Gate.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah.
Sir?
Sir! Gonna need a gurney over here?
Oh, it sure is deserted, like you said.
Not even a leftover drunk out here.
Oh, Dad. Drive over that way.
Better get used to it, hon. Your body's everywhere. What's left of them.
I don't think I'm going to be getting used to that anytime soon.
Oh, I've looked at dead bodies for years and it still bothers me.
I'm betting you haven't had to see very many in that stage of decay.
Okay, so I hope this new safe house is all David says it is.
And I hope it's worth all the risk and effort.
Risk? As opposed to what alternative?
Ladies, please.
The only reason I'm out here is that the stuff David sent me made this place look ideal.
Well, I hope it is.
Good morning.
Oh, Mr. Hasty! I guess we can finish our work now.
I'm sorry if I held you up, Minister Blood. A word, please.
How shocking! You address me
as... The proper protocol. Yes, I want to apologize for speaking inappropriately to you, sir. I trust you'll find me helpful and not a hindrance to your work from here on.
What?
Yes, I said I want to apologize.
I heard you. I'm just waiting for the punchline.
No punchline. Please, forgive me for being difficult.
I'm trying to digest this. The Supreme Commander put you up to this, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't squeal on you. Come on, who made you do this?
No outside influence, no ulterior motives. Just want to start over on the right foot, sir.
Well, fabulous! Count me in on this little detente with David.
Thank you. Now, no sense holding up the work.
I should say not. We're ready to roll in 5.
How are you feeling, my friend, huh?
I've been better, Lucas. Sure is good to see you, though. Can you tell me how Doc's doing?
Well, Dr. Rogoff will be all fine.
No. I mean Hyle.
Yes. The doctor will be fine, but we had to come up with an alias for him. His nose was severely damaged and his jaw broken. He's not spoken, and medical personnel are not suspicious, only curious.
Where is he?
In the operating room.
Are Our pilot's gone, right? I wasn't hallucinating.
Oh, yes, my friend, that is correct. Praise God, he was a believer. The GC will not allow bodies to be transported internationally. Let our church handle the burial, huh?
Thank you. Hey, what's your guy doing about Doc's picture?
Well, the broken jaw provides the initial swelling. Our insider altered a few other features, causing more swelling, all of which altered his appearance sufficiently. Meanwhile, he's Tobias Rogoff, a retired librarian from Gaza, on his way to North America on a charter flight. The same one you're on.
Does he know this?
Yeah, we told him a few hours ago. Our story is that the charter insurance company has contracted with Albi Air to guarantee the completion of the trip as soon as you two are airworthy.
And you must be Albi.
I am, sir. Your father-in-law and your friend, Mr. McCollum, and I go way back.
Yeah, I know. I didn't expect. You're a believer. Does Rayford know?
This was very recent, within the week. I tried to contact him, but I found him impossible to connect with.
Forgive me, Albi, but we really must keep moving.
I understand.
Are we near the airport?
No. We are north of Kozani. Albi has flown the new plane to Ptolemy, and when you and Tobias are healthy, you'll leave from there. Meanwhile, you stay with us at the same place we harbored your father-in-law.
Sounds good by me.
Oh, by the way, a few moments ago I answered your phone and talked to your wife. They were relieved to hear that you and the doctor are alive. Mrs. Williams asked that you call as soon as you're able.
I want to get home soon. Albi, I'll bet you weren't planning on flying that far, though, were you?
I have nothing to return to Albasa for, Mr. Williams. Could you use another craft and another pilot?
Let's see. Could the Trib Force use the best black market contact in the world? Sounds like a done deal to me.
I don't like it, Buck. Just get out of there and come home.
I'll get there as fast as...
I'm smart, but this clandestine stuff is not him. So would you just come back here and we'll get you both healthy?
You're right, okay. Let me talk with Haim.
Okay.
Hey, what time is it there? I want to try to call my dad.
It's after 8 Central Time. But that was one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you.
What? Why? Did he call? Chloe. Chloe, did something happen?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Your brother, too, Buck. I'm so sorry.
They're dead?
I'm afraid so.
How?
GC.
Looking for us.
That's what we understand.
But they don't even know where we are. That's why I never told them.
I know, sweetheart. There might be some good news in it.
Okay. And that would be...
Our source tells us that the first attempt to get information out of them had to be postponed because they were at church.
Chloe, don't.
It's true. Leah found a believer at the prison where they held Hattie, and she has access...
Why wouldn't Dad have told me?
Leah's calling the house church so that they can be on guard. She'll find out whatever she can about your dad and brother. Are you okay?
Hey. Fine, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe that is good news.
Hey.
Let's get out of here. Where's Leah?
She's coming. Just made a phone call. I told Buck about his dad.
How'd he take it?
He sounded a little out of it. But he's hanging on to the possibility that they believed before they were killed. Okay, I reached the leader of the church where Buck's father and brother went, and he said he'd love to talk with Buck, but I didn't feel right about giving out his number.
Good move. Let Buck decide that. Try Buck and give him the pastor's number. Let him work out the contact.
All right. According to this map, that should be the strong building right up there.
Let me see how close I can drive, and we'll check it out.
Care to look closer, David? The sculpture is complete. I will allow you to have an unprecedented look if you like.
Sure.
Come, there's only room for one on the scaffold lift, and you have to run the controls yourself. Be careful. The first time I did it, I nearly knocked over my own creation. This takes you up, this takes you down, and this locks the mechanism.
Okay, got it.
Smoothly, David, smoothly.
I'm trying.
And be careful of the smoke.
What smoke?
The fire has been lit under the knees. And the face has the only exhaust holes.
Well, why didn't you wait until it was in place to start the fire?
We don't want to distract the crowds. This sort of art is a duet between sculptor and viewer. My goal is that they participate in the illusion that the statue is alive.
24 feet high and made of metal?
Trust me, it works. People will love it. But it would spoil everything if they saw us dumping in the fuel.
And speaking of fuel, what are you using?
A form of shale. For kindling, onion skin paper.
Where'd that come from?
Every tribe and nation, David. Seriously, we have an unlimited supply of holy books from all over the world confiscated from the various religions. The last contribution of the late Pontifex Maximus.
Great. They're burning Bibles.
Note the handiwork on the way up. You can touch, but be careful. It's delicately balanced.
Wow. Smoke's overpowering.
What's going on up there? You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, but I think I'm done up here. In there.
I didn't hear anything but you, David. What the devil are you talking about? I told you not to go that fast. It's too dangerous.
The thing talks. How did you do it? Tape loop disc?
What? Are you serious?
You know I'm serious. Now tell me, Guy. I need to know.
So we're back to first names, are we?
Let's not get hung up on the minister, director, potent, take your choice, blood. The thing speaks. I heard it twice and I'm not crazy.
You're hearing things, director. This hasn't been out of my sight since the shell was delivered. Besides, I don't want a giant talking action figure, okay? Are we all right now? May I have them start moving my big boy into position?
Yeah, go ahead. Director Acid.
David.
Oh, Commander.
We have a situation here. I need you. Conference room on 18, right away, please.
Anything I need to bring or be prepared for?
No, quickly, please.
This is David.
Busy this early, huh, kid?
Oh, sorry, Ray. I was talking to our friend Leon. What's up?
Sounds like you're in a hurry.
Well, Leon wants me to come upstairs. Real mysterious. Hey, what about you guys? Did you find...
We're at the new safe house now.
Oh, and what's it like?
Well, so far so good, but there's one problem. The reason I called, actually...
What about it?
Can't get in. The doors must lock automatically in emergencies. Can you unlock it from there?
I can't talk here, sir, so let me just say yes, and I'll get to that as soon as this meeting's over. Unfortunately, I can't quite say when that'll be.
We'll let you know when we're close. Any evidence the GC nosing around?
Not that I can hear. Oh, here, Chloe. Your son wants to speak to you.
Hey, Kenny.
Mama.
Hey, big guy.
Mama.
Yeah, you're safe with Uncle John.
Yeah, Mama.
You will, honey. I'll see you in just a little while.
Fine.
You go to sleep, and I'll be there when you wake up, okay?
Bye-bye.
I love you too, honey.
He's becoming quite a talker, isn't he?
Tion, I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, he's easy, and you know I love him.
Oh, and if you could give him a little snack, there's some animal crackers.
I know where they are.
And he should go down about 9.
Chloe, I have things under control. Now be careful.
All right, let's get started, people. We have what could be described as a crisis of compassion. No one is leaving New Babylon. Hotels are jammed. People are doubling up, 2 whole families in each room. Others are sleeping in the streets. Outbound flights at the airports are being canceled. There are no passengers. As you know, we've pushed back the funeral to accommodate the crowds. With so many trying to view the body, we have to regroup. Where are those huge projection screens we used in Jerusalem?
They're in storage here, sir.
Will they cover this crowd?
I think there should be just barely enough. As long as the crowd doesn't keep growing, sir.
Good. My question for GCCNN is what it will take to get their feed to that many monitors.
Commander, GCCNN is a content provider. They will leave it to your event organizers to make it work technically.
Well, then let me suggest that you expand their definition of content provision and require their cooperation.
Consider it done, Commander.
Thank you. Director Hasid, I was going to have one of your pilots get the monitors from Jerusalem, but it would appear that is not necessary. I would appreciate the use of your hangar crew, cargo staff, and pilots for crowd control. Viv Ivins will coordinate that. Let her know how many are available and who they are.
Yes, sir. May I get on that now?
Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The new time for the ceremony and burial is noon and 2 p.m. today, respectively. Some dignitary speeches may be short.
If I can do this, I'm going to get you in through one of the parking garage's inner doors.
The glass doors leading to the elevators are the ones we need opened.
Okay.
We could break them, but we're afraid it'd set off an alarm.
Well, who'd hear it?
Well, I know, but usually those kind of alarms are attached to all sorts of interrelated devices.
Bingo.
Excuse me?
You're in.
We're not even on that side of the building.
Well, get there. Tell me what you find.
Chloe, Leah, let's go.
Listen, I've got good news. The designers of this building did two very nice things for you. First, the electrical panel room and the telephone room are on the first floor and very accessible.
Uh-huh.
Second, I think I know why the bomb damage didn't affect the bottom of the building. The blueprints show a closure for stack effect. This is beautiful. Every 15 floors.
Must have been a closure right below where the bomb went off.
Exactly. That'll be your new roof. I'm not sure, but you may be able to land a helicopter on it if there's clearance.
Helicopter? We're in the garage, by the way.
Who's that with you?
What?
Well, I know you and Chloe. Who's the other woman?
Okay, now you've got my attention. That's Leah. And...
So that's Leah. Heard a lot about her.
David.
Look up in the corner to your right.
impressive. Hey, kid, wave to the camera.
Hi, David.
Tell Chloe I love what she's done with her hair. And now listen, the door directly in front of you should be unlocked. And yes, I said helicopter.
Where am I going to get one of those?
Have any contacts in purchasing?
Well, all right then.
No interruptions. I must prepare for the ceremony.
Yes, sir.
I call on you now, Your Excellency, in this hour of great need. You know how hard it is for us. You also know there are so many decisions. So I ask you to speak to me. Impress upon me your will now. Your Excellency.
Do not fear. Behold, I am with you.
Yes, Your Excellency. I believe.
Oh, I will display my power, and you shall call down fire upon my enemies.
Fire. Yes, fire.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Indwelling by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.